Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, I've been thinking about a lot of things this weekend. And in fact, up until yesterday morning, what I was thinking about was the national dialogue that is meant to take place in the country. As I'm sure you've heard by now, the presidency proposed a national dialogue. They said that they proposed it as a result of consultation with the citizens. So it was actually the citizens that called for it. Whether or not we believe that, well, we'll get to later. But currently, this thing is looking like it's going to cost at the very least 700 million, right? And so the DA pulled out of it last week. And former President Thabo Mbeki wrote an open letter to the DA about them pulling out, expressing his dissatisfaction. Then what happened was the leader of the DA, John Steenhuisen, responded to that letter. And he responded on Saturday morning. Now, I don't want to go in the back and forth between what the letter said. That's really not for us. What I want to find out from us is, do we think that this is going to be useful? Let me just give you a little bit of context. If you remember, for example, we've had all sorts of commissions in this country, right? The Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is the first time that I remember. I was in my teen years. What was it, 1996 or 1997, right? And the idea there was not necessarily that it's going to be a prosecutorial inquiry. It was just people need to come forward with information so that we could find closure as a nation and then reconcile. Because there were a lot of people who'd lost lives during apartheid. And family members didn't know where some of their family members' bodies were, right? And so we went ahead with that. But then later on, the administration decided that even with the evidence that had come out, there were going to be no prosecutions because of the promise that we went into the commission with. We went with the promise of reconciliation. And so even if you came there and you led evidence that incriminated you, you would not be prosecuted. Then, the most recent one is a state capture inquiry. We spent billions on that one. I think 1.5 billion, if I'm not mistaken.
A lot of money.
And there, the idea was that the evidence that comes out will obviously be prosecuted. Till this day, there has not been a successful prosecution. I don't know anybody who's ended up in jail as a result of that. I know some people have been arrested, but there hasn't been anybody who's sentenced as a result of that. 1.5 billion. Now, this one, right? South Africans know exactly what's wrong with this country. We speak every morning here on the show, and we can all point it out. I'm not sure that a national dialogue is what's needed. And in fact, more importantly, I'm not quite sure that a national dialogue will yield any results. Because we can discuss this ad nauseum, and at the end of the day, the following day, the things will continue, or new problems will persist. Is it worth spending 700 million on this thing?
I think 700 million is a lot.
Yeah.
Firstly, and I also think that we're South Africans, we know how to talk and we express ourselves constantly. So a national dialogue is a good idea, but I also think it gives that intellectual, academic kind of feel to some of the problems that are day to day. You open the tap, you don't have water. You don't have lights. Your garbage is not picked up. It's like basic services that are just not attended to. So I don't know if a national dialogue will work. I'm inclined to think it won't do anything save for get people venting. And it's similar to the imbizos that most ministers have, where they go into communities, it's a hall. You have the minister sitting up there with their DGs and DDGs, and then you have people, community members, taking a microphone and saying the things that they want to say. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really pull the community out of the mess it's in.
Now, you raise a very good point, right? In that in the country, we sometimes do have a problem of over-intellectualizing problems, whereas we should be discussing solutions. The reason why you need to approach a problem intellectually, however, is that you won't be able to find a solution if you don't. So, let me give you two types of discussions. The discussion as a sporting, a tavern, right? Where you just discuss matters at face value for what they are. That doesn't give you the cause of the matter, and it certainly doesn't give you a way to resolve the matter. And then there's an intellectual discussion which you look at the cause. I'll give you another example. Like this weekend, there was a discussion, in fact, over the last week, foreign nationals weighing and basically burdening the public healthcare system, right? And we know what the cause of that is. For example, our constitution allows foreign nationals to access free healthcare by virtue of them being in the country. Right? Now, is it right? Is it wrong? That's a discussion we can have. But it's constitutional. So in order for us to change that, we need to amend the constitution. Right? And then, obviously, people need to adhere to the constitution once it's been amended. How do we get to amend the constitution? Well, we all know, two-thirds majority, yada, yada, yada. Mm. The discussion we should be having is, how do we change this? Because we can all sit here and discuss whether it's right or wrong. Evidently, it is unjust.
I agree with you. And part of my issue is, if you've been in power for 30 whole years and you still don't know what is happening in your own household, then the problems are bigger than we think. Because by now, we shouldn't be having an Imbizo or a national discussion around the problems. We should be discussing solutions and finding ones that work. I mean, for instance, in my household, I generally have an idea of, you know, whether we have milk, whether there's rice, whether there's meat, and so on and so forth. I can't now sit with my helper and say, we need to discuss how we're going to get meat in this house. I mean, really, you wake up every day, you go to work. Why are we discussing this? But if there is no meat by the time that you need to start cooking, how do we make sure that you get meat? That should be the solution that we are now discussing. We can't sit here and discuss problems. 30 years in. No.
Yeah, I think there's a, sorry to interrupt you, but I think there's an undervaluing of think tanks in this country, where in every office, there's people who are constantly doing research about where the problems are and what the solutions are. But I think ministers or executives aren't pulling those resources and using it to just implement.
But even if you look at the people that would be represented, right, in this national dialogue, the general citizen, I have no idea how they're going to get represented in this.
True.
If I have my view, how am I going to get heard in this dialogue?
Yeah.
Because currently, all I'm seeing are the institutions that always communicate with each other. Yep. I mean, if you're going to have the Thabo Mbeki Foundation speaking to a presidency, etc. and so on, then just pick up the phone and talk to each other. You guys know each other anyway.
Mm.
This thing would work if we lived in a country whereby, number one, the basics were done. You know, when you do everything right, let's say, you've got a problem, but you know, you're being disciplined, you're being honest towards solving this problem, but akhlangani, then you can talk.
Yeah.
But if the basics, potholes, our borders are porous, infrastructure is dilapidating, money to fix the infrastructure is being chowed, then we know where the problems are. And you solve all these other problems, basic things like crime, unemployment will also fix themselves. So we know what the problem is, but we are still talking.
Yeah,
because the 700 million is a chance to eat.
That's a lot of money for a talk shop.
For a talk shop.
You know, I'll use one last word, which is neglect. I think we've all agreed that the country is in the state that it is because of neglect.
Yeah.
If you look up the meaning of the word neglect, it implies that you know there's an issue. You also know what needs to be done to fix the issue. Mm-hmm. You choose not to do it.
Exactly.
You see?
Mm.
Now, you can't talk to somebody who's chosen not to act.
True.
Because what am I going to tell you that you don't already know? In fact, you're just wasting my time, which is kind of what I'm inclined to believe, that the ANC is just kicking the can down the road to seem like they're doing something while they're buying themselves time to the next election.
But can you do it without spending 700 million?
You see, honestly, it's a waste of time and money.
It's not going to be useful, Caesar. We're 700 million on a commission. What did other commissions do? The Zondo Commission, what did it do for us? Nothing. 700 million. You should be taking that money, building universities and funding kids to go to school and funding the healthcare system. 700 million for people to sit and discuss. Oh, this country, the president is just playing with us. Oh, 700 million. While Solidarity spends 200 million to build universities.
Mm. See, now my thing is, this is what I hate about it. They're forcing us to agree with the DA. Imagine now supporting the DA against black leadership.
Hi, this is the world, Mina. I think we don't need national dialogue, especially on things that we already know that exist. I think if ever maybe we didn't know about certain problems and we want to know about them, but we can use this 700 million to fix other things. You know, we have body load shedding, we don't have water, we've got schools that are still using pit toilets. So I think it's useless hearing things that we already know. So no, I don't agree with the national dialogue.
Yeah. And here's the thing, by the way. The longer we go as a country without fixing the underlying issues, the more at risk we become of falling into some kind of a chaos or a revolt, right? It was a lot easier to govern back in the day. Somebody like Nelson Mandela enjoyed a honeymoon phase unlike any other because people had just gained liberation. They were patient. You could tell them, hey, ngiyazi niyasokola manje, but good times are coming in the future, and they would believe you. It's been over 30 years of those promises. People's patience has run thin. You just can't do that anymore. There's no time to talk now.
The last time the constitution was amended was 2023, and this only had to do with our official languages. So meaning we've been sitting with the constitution probably for over a few years or a couple of years. It hasn't been changed. Why are we still sitting with a constitution that had problems of the past and not a constitution which will be amended for the problems that we have? Like you're saying, foreign nationals accessing free health care, but now it's over excessive for people in our country. Why are we not changing everything that is required to benefit us now? That is the national dialogue which we need to have. You start addressing a problem from the root going up, because we're going to have these imbezos. People are going to say, but nothing is going
to
change.
I want to find out, why are the costs so much to these national dialogues and commissions, other than catering equipment and the venue? And maybe it's security, but what's contributing to the high costs?
I can't tell you what contributes to it. I remember at some point, right, with the state catcher inquiry, the venue costs were so exorbitant. I was like, guys, come do this thing at my house. I'll set up a desk for you for real. Come do this thing at my house. It costs a lot of money.
All right, guys, let's be honest. You know the problems. And we have been discussing problems each and every day for the past 30 years. All we need is someone who's gonna have guts enough to act on the problems and make a change. I don't have bread, but you wanna spend 700 million on a dialogue, on a conversation. Babies are dying. There's not enough medication, or we don't have a great system in our schools or whatever, but you want to spend 700 million on a conversation. We've been having a conversation since this morning because you bring all these topics up every day. Now let's put money on it and have a 700 rand conversation. No, man. Well, what's wrong with this country? Let's just act and do one thing at a time and change this country for the better.
If there are two things that we or our politicians know what to do in South Africa is how to waste money and how to talk. Because, hey, we are a nation of big spenders, number one. Number two, asigekukhuluma, all we do is talk, 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 and there's nothing that ever comes out from those talks. I mean, whew, yeah. So, Hyman, this national dialogue is not going to rip anything. Then what? What's going to happen? What's going to change? Because as an after 30 years and you don't know what's happening in your house, then I, what exactly are you doing there? Because wow, skatelo kuloma, skatelo kumoshimali. Right now we're paying so much money for electricity and yo, ebruleni. But anyway, I still collab. So Jay, this is not going to do anything. We're just going to talk, 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 and then nothing's going to come out.
Chabon Peg is a kid. And this guy is a flip-flopper of note. He came around and said, we mustn't vote for the NC. Why must we vote for the NC? Whatever they gave to him after that, he flip-flopped and said, we must vote for the NC. He came out and campaigned for the NC. Now he's campaigning for this nonsensical national dialogue. The NC has been in power for 30 years, and they've never done nothing. Instead of doing good, they dilapidated this country into zero. And President Ramaphosa is always saying, I'm surprised. Men must be out.
I see we want to in a dialogue angaga. Send an email with an execution memo about Ngunini Skuluma. I guys, there's issues on the ground that need resolution. Please, Romelang email to ba execute, basa executing batijelwe. Simple. National dialogue. Kana kwe uchalte yatwa. I gave a me too. Please.
Here's what I'll do for the country. My country duty. I'll collate all your voice notes and I'll just send them to the presidency. You got voice notes dating back years, yeah? It lists every problem we have in the country.
Yeah, guys, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. Mphoma Fure was late to rest this weekend. He was head of forensic investigations. And
the investigation was 2 billion rand disappeared from the fund. Lomuto, or investigator, got shot on his way back from work. So, like, I don't know, guys. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm very concerned. I'm very scared.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.